Gibberish.
Baloney.
Malarkey.
Rhubarb.
Mumbo jumbo.
Bunkum.
It's the Dr. Trussley's Nerd Donut Show, starring Dan Grubb. Friends, do you have chronic pain? Do you wake up tired? Do you suffer from exhaustion after a simple 15-hour shift at the factory? If you answered yes to these or any other questions, then you need Dr. Trussley's Nerve Tonic. Only Dr. Trussley's brand Nerve Tonic has that special blend of ethanol, amphetamines, and lightly toasted cocaine that eases your troubles. Run down to your neighborhood pharmacy and pick up a bottle of Dr. Trussley's Nerve Tonic, the answer to all life's problems. And now, tonight's episode. Four words. First word. Small. Small word. It. The. Second word. Sounds like. Square. Spread. Bread. Plate. Toaster. Toast. Sounds like toast. Boast. Post. Roast. Most. Most. The most. Third word. A duck. Fear. Afraid. Trouble. Danger. Danger? Dangerous. Dangerous. The most dangerous. Fourth word. Sounds like fire. Sparks. Hot. Flame. Burning. Flame. Sounds like flame. Grame. Tonight's episode. The most dangerous grame.
Lost at sea. It had been 4 days since the ship sank. The storm wrecked my dinghy. Luckily, I was able to grab some spare peg legs from the storeroom and lash them together to make a crude raft. I don't know how long I had slept, but when I awoke, I had washed up on shore. I didn't know where I was. The island seemed to be deserted.
Hello!
No one. Not a soul. I looked around, desperate to find any sign of human life.
Hey there, fella. Are you new here?
Hello! I say, hello! Is anyone here?
You know, folks, I think this guy might be Betty.
I cried out for help to no avail. I was on dry land, but all alone.
Now you stop that narrating. You stop it right now.
Ah! Where did you come from?
I come from a distant magical land where unicorns frolic and the fairy people reign.
Really?
No, I came from that busted old house over there. Want to come in? The master will be glad to have some company.
Master? You have a master? And a house? Shelter? Food? Salvation?
Yeah, buddy. All right, come on, buddy. Let's go see the master.
We followed a trail cut through the jungle, up a hill towards a plantation home that peeked over the treetops. We reached a clearing, and for the first time, I saw the mansion in its entirety. It was obscenely decorated with skulls that looked almost real. But I was too famished to judge my host's design taste, and I was led into the house and told to wait in the library for the master.
Ah, Mr. Arbon, so nice to meet you. My name is Praved, heinous depraved. Cloy tells me he found you washed up on the beach, tired and starving.
Yes, sir. I've had only peg-leg salad with peg-leg vinaigrette to eat for 5 days.
Ah, then we must rectify that. Oh, Cloy.
Yes, Master?
A dinner for two, please, Cloy. Mr. Armin will be joining us for the night. And, will you make the usual preparations? Tomorrow, I believe, we shall go on a hunt!
Yeah, okay.
Now, Mr. Armin...
Right, dinner for two. I've got a beef bourguignon, some bolognese. I whipped up 7-layer cake for the occasion.
Thank you, Cloy. We want our guests nice and fattened up for the hunt.
Thanks very much. So, what do you hunt around here? Deer? Bear?
No, I prefer hunting something that walks on two legs.
Ah, birdman, huh? Quail? Pigeon? Turkey?
No, I only hunt the most dangerous game, man.
Well, that sounds exciting, man. But what the devil is it?
You'll find out in the morning, when I give you a head start.
Oh my goodness me, look at the time. I must be running along, I'm afraid. Got a lot of aimless floating in the ocean to catch up on, you know.
Cloy, take our guest to his room and see that he doesn't leave.
Yes, Master.
Help! Help! I'm being kidnapped and held prisoner and hunted for sport and killed! Help!
There, now you're all nice and cozy. I'll just tuck you in.
What are you doing with all those chains?
I'm gonna lock you up. Now hold still. There, that's better. I've gotten all the knots out of the chains. Now to lock you up.
Wait, stop! Stop! Stop!
What is it? What is the matter with you?
I forgot to put on my pajamas.
Oh, all right. All right, off you go. But listen, no funny stuff.
As I stood behind the screen to put on my pajamas, I surreptitiously covered myself in butter that I had surreptitiously taken from the dinner table in case I wanted to surreptitiously eat toast in bed. Now I'd be able to slip right out of those chains. Aloud. All right, Cloy, I'm ready to be chained into bed.
Okay, lie down. I got pretty good with those chains, didn't I?
Yes, not that it'll do you any good.
What was that?
Oh, nothing.
Okay, good night.
Yes, it will be a good night once I escape from these chains.
Huh? Did you say something?
Oops. No, nothing. You must be hearing things.
Okay, get some sleep. Big day tomorrow.
Yes, it will be a big day once I slip out of these chains, which will be easy since I greased myself all over with butter.
Aha! Gotcha! You didn't count on me being such a clever master of thinking.
He dragged me from the bed and removed the butter from my body. I never felt so doomed. But the sponge bath did do wonders to strengthen our relationship.
He chained me once more to the bed, which I hoped would not do wonders to strengthen our relationship.
Okay, nighty-night. Don't forget to say your prayers.
I don't say any prayers.
You don't?
Nope. You see, I'm a die-hard existentialist. Man makes his own fate. Sartre, Camus, God is dead.
The world was stunned yesterday by the death of Education Secretary Reginald M. God Jr., the well-known public official famous for his meteoric rise from an assistant county clerk in Iowa to the cabinet. A staunch conservative, Mr. God was adored by many, yet some found his policies appalling, especially in his early years. Protesters and opposition leaders often tried to keep God out of public education, but in the end he successfully maintained a presence, especially among middle American rural communities. Though God began as a strict disciplinarian, instituting mandatory minimum punishments and strict dress codes, he later softened his tone and focused on solving the root causes of behavioral problems. Moderates and even some liberals praised the more recent work in which he created anti-bullying programs, improved sex ed, and added after-school workshops where students learned how to enslave their enemies, determine which foods are abomination, and stone women to death. And now for tonight's thrilling docudrama, A Day in the Life of the Invisible Man.
Excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, pardon me. Sorry. Oh, excuse me. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, pardon me. Oh, excuse me. Oh, ow.
The following announcement is a tango. Please refer to page 16 in your handbook for the steps. And as day broke, Armin found himself standing next to Hey Nusty, Brave Dan, Cloy, Wary. We'll join them now. Boys, we're done. The announcement is over. It's over. Stop. Stop. Wait. Stop it. The song is over. Stop it. Stop playing. This is going out live. You have to stop now. You think you can hear it all. Stop. 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 Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. We now join Armin, about to be hunted. Oh no! Stop it! Stop! Stop it! You can't keep doing this!
Well, Mr. Armin, I may be a monstrous, sadistic, evil, maniacal killer, but I'm a man of my word. You have 10 minutes to get as far away from me as possible before I hunt you down and kill you. Any questions?
Why do you do this? What possible pleasure can you derive from it, you madman?
My psychiatrist said it would be a more positive outlet for my horrible impulses.
More positive? My God, man, what did you used to do?
I wrote the music played when you're on hold. Ten minutes and counting, Mr. Armin.
I ran as fast as I could. I have no idea how far I got or in what direction I went. I wondered how much time had gone by when I heard Praved crashing through the jungle behind me. I panicked. What do I do? Where do I go? Where do I... I found my...
Quiet!
Blast! I've lost the trail. Well, he was headed this way. Let's keep going, Cloy.
Gone, mister. You narrate now.
I found myself hanging upside down, a vine rope around my ankle. I must have stepped in some kind of trap laid by the child before me. He was a fascinating boy, the kind who could do well in a sentient garbage costume contest. Who are you, young pestilence?
Me flames treacle, boy of jungle. Me save you from Badman got boom boom stick.
Me Armin, me hunted by Badman.
Why are you talking like that?
Oh, I thought you didn't know much English.
No, I just like talking like that. I know lots of English. I even know some naughty words. Do you want to know them?
Not right now. Can you cut me down, please?
Yay! Cutty, cutty!
Ah, darn it!
Ooh, you know some naughty words, too. Do you know this one? Bottom.
Enough of this playground hijinks. Where am I and what am I doing here?
You're in my jungle bungalow. You could say it's my jungle-o.
You made this shelter yourself?
Yes. I got instructions for it. I put an order form in $3.99 in a bottle and threw it out to sea. And 4 to 6 weeks later, the instructions washed up. Would you like some tapas?
No, thank you. How did you come to live in the jungle?
I moved here after Daddy tried to hunt me. Want a smoothie?
No, thanks. Daddy? Heinous Depraved is your father?
Oh, yes. And I hated to run away from home. He's a good provider and he works hard. I just wish he didn't hunt me for sports so much.
Yes, an all too common problem in modern parenting. If you're too soft, you coddle your children. Too hard, and you're chasing them through the jungle trying to murder them for leisure.
Order the new best-selling book, Breaking the Hunting Children for Sports Cycle, today!
Well, I'm sorry your father is a villainous killer, but I've got to figure out how to escape this island and get home. Home!
Home!
In this dire circumstance, a fortune has smiled upon you. Behold, my patented instrument of patricide. We'll kill him with this.
Ah! Put that finger down. It might be loaded.
Oh, I know. My friend Billy last name was picking his nose in school one day, and it went off. Bang! Bang, bang!
His finger?
And his nose!
Enough. We're almost at the end of the show, so let's hurry this up.
Look, coincidental fortune has provided the means for our conclusion. Here comes Daddy now.
Aha! I see you up there. Chloe, hand me my largest gun.
Yeah. Let me just check the golf bag here. Here, try a 7-iron.
You swatted my tender little sit-upon with your long-distance spanker! Bang! Bang, bang, bang!
Ha! Missed!
Give me that finger. Bang! Bang, bang, bang!
Ah! You shot me! How could anyone be so cruel? Ah!
I think you got it, mister!
Yeah!
Yes, he seems dead, all right.
Ooh! Ah!
My sole employer made redundant. What will I do for work now?
Can you build a boat that will get me home?
Sure, but why don't you just use one of those boats at the docks?
Docks?
Oh, yes, just down the road. There's a big resort where ships are always coming in with tourists.
Tourists?
Oh, yes, it's the island's biggest industry. The boss has 2 shows a night of him chasing down some dummy and killing him. Well, before he died, anyway.
Oh, dear. I guess we spoiled that, haven't we?
That's okay, mister. You can be the new maniac hunter.
Me? Really?
Yeah. He got real spunk.
Huh. Yes. Yeah, that could be a good gig for me. Fame. Fortune. Gainful employment. Look out, visitors. I'm coming for you. Bang, bang, bang.
Ah! Give me back my fingers!
You need practice before he can handle live ammo.
Here, use this gun for now.
Well, okay. Not as good as the real thing. Oh, will you shut up?
Yes, shut up! This has been the Dr. Chesley's Nerd Dunk Show, starring Dan Brown. Remember to always use Dr. Chesley's whenever you feel two up, two down, or two in the middle. Available from the trunk of an incoherent salesman's car near you.